Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back here with me this week as we dive into another set of passages where we're going to see what is God saying to us? What is He showing to us? How is the Holy Spirit revealing the person of Jesus to us? And what are we going to do about it? What do we do about it? How do we walk this out? Because as we see, as we read the scriptures, they're not just dead words, but they're alive. They're speaking to us, not just for our own consolation, but so we can actually begin to live a new way of life in Christ, not just for heaven, but here on earth. So I'm excited to be with you again here today as we dive back into Paul's letters. And I want to spend a little bit of time in Colossians chapter 3. We spent some time in Colossians chapter 2 into the beginning of chapter 3, and I'm going to give a little background on that, but we want to talk about putting to death and then putting on, putting to death and then putting on. And what we mean by that, and we see it in Paul's writings, is that when we're converted, when we encounter the person of Jesus, what flows from that is a new heart, and what flows from that is a new set of actions. That we begin to set our will, we've talked about this, setting our mind, setting our hearts, all these things, on a new way of life. And God, friends, wants to give each and every one of us power to put to death what is evil in our lives through His work, and to put on who God is calling us to be. And so that's what we want to examine here. And I think it's so important to do that as we're approaching Christmas, right? We're in Advent and we're waiting on the Lord. We're waiting. And it's this way that sometimes it's like, okay, well, we already know Jesus has come. And so it's like, what is really the waiting like? But to put ourselves in this place where we're waiting on the Lord, many of us are probably waiting on something from the Lord, or waiting on the Lord to move in a circumstance in our life, or waiting on the Lord to give us this thing that we're asking for, to answer our prayers. And we're waiting again for Him to come in glory. And so as we approach the celebration, the great joyous celebration of the light coming into the world in Jesus, we prepare our hearts by saying, how is the soil of my heart? What does the soil of my heart look like? How do I need to toil it up? How do I need to prepare the soil of my heart so that when Jesus comes as a child at Christmas, you know, he's already come, but you know, when we celebrate this coming and He comes into our hearts in a new way, how is it a place for Him to land? And this is what Paul is going to show us today as we read this passage and talk about this. So we're going to be in Colossians chapter 3. So why don't you join me in a prayer, and then I'm going to read beginning in verse 5. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we thank You for bringing each and every one of us here today. I thank You for every ear that's listening. Thank You for every person, whether they're in their car, whether they're at home praying, no matter what they're doing, no matter what their circumstances, thank You for bringing us here to hear Your word. And we proclaim and we trust that You have a plan for each one of us as You speak to us today through these words. And we know, Lord, that You are faithful to the word that You've spoken in the scriptures, and that You will use it to change us and transform us into Your image so that one day we may see You face to face. And we ask all this in Your holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'm going to read Colossians 3 starting in verse 5, but I want to give a little reminder. We've talked about some verses before this on the show before, some amazing verses. And we might have talked about some of the verses that we're going to go into, but I want to go further than we have before. Because and I'm sorry if you're like, oh, I just happened to listen to those episodes where these verses were already on. This is what the Lord is giving me. Sometimes He gives us new stuff, and sometimes He takes us back into the same things. And so I want us to pay attention. Like, if the Lord is taking you back into the same set of verses, there's a reason for that. It's not just because the rest of the Bible's boring and nothing is grasping you. It's because the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to you through that. So if you're like, we've already gone through these, there's a new thing that the Lord is saying to us. So at the beginning of chapter 3, Paul is saying this amazing thing. You have been raised with Christ. This is who you are. You have been raised with Christ, so seek things that are above. And right before we get into the verses that we're going to go into today, he says this amazing thing. When Christ, who is our life, appears, you will appear with him in glory. That your destiny, this is the launching pad where Paul begins to give practical instruction. That your identity, who you are in Christ, is that when Christ appears in glory, he will come to judge the living and the dead, and he will come in with victory, with great victory and great power. And when he appears, you will appear with him in glory. We can't even comprehend and think of how glorious he will be. We've talked about this. But the scripture says we know we will be like him. And that just moves our hearts. We want that. We desire that, to appear with Christ in glory. This is your identity. So I want to read beginning in verse 5. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. I'm going to stop there. I do want to go into verse 12. We're going to get into that throughout our week, but that was a good set of six verses there. So Paul's saying, let's begin here. He's saying, Christ, who is your life, will appear with you in glory. You will appear with him in glory. This is your destiny. So from that, put to death, therefore. If you've been raised to eternal life, your destiny is eternity. You have now an eternal perspective and an eternal identity. Your life is hidden with Christ in God above in the heavenly places. Because of that, because of this rich reality, put to death. There's a command in there. It's not like, I think that maybe it would be helpful for you to do this. He's saying, no, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Because although your life is hidden with Christ in God, there's still earthly things in us. There's a selfish pull. There's lustful desires. There's a desire to satisfy ourselves with pleasures. There's still earthly things in us. And Paul's saying, just because there's earthly things in us does not mean we need to walk earthly minded. And I think a lot of times what happens with many of us, and I know this has happened for me a lot in my life, is I have a powerful encounter with Jesus. I have a powerful encounter with God. I desire to follow him. Maybe I'm on a retreat. Maybe I have a great moment with him or something. And then I go back to my life and my life is like so fleshy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean like literal flesh, but it's like my life is so human. It's like we get back into the stuff of life and it's like our life is mundane. And then there's people who are tempting, there's temptations and there's hard people to deal with. And we just find like, wait, I had this like great experience with the Lord. And I was like, yes, Jesus, like, I'm with you in the heavenly places. You know, it's like you're experiencing that in our heart. And then we get in our lives and we go to work and you're like, everyone is annoying. Or like, this is just like human. It's so human. And I know like there's a way, even I experienced this when I was in Africa, of like we're doing this amazing mission, but it was so unglamorous. Of like when we were praying with people, we were in these little tiny rooms. It was after long 12-hour days. There were some prayer sessions that were like 2 hours long, and it's literally I fell asleep during the prayer sessions. And I say that because it's like, it's human. Like our lives are human. We have flesh in us. We have earthly things still in us. We're drawn by concupiscence still to fulfill our desires, to fulfill our flesh. And I think oftentimes we have like an experience of God and then we go back in our lives and we don't submit our will enough to what God is asking us to do. And here's the thing. He's not like a slave driver. He's not like, we'll do X, Y, and Z and just check all the boxes and you're not checking the boxes. But he gives us direction. He gives us correction. He gives us ways to live because he knows our mortal frame. He knows who we are. He knows what we need. He knows that we're subject to these earthly things. And so he's saying, yeah, this, you have this amazing glory, this amazing destiny that God has put in you, and you are hidden. Your life is hid with Christ in God. That's what he says before at the beginning of Colossians chapter 3. But he says, still, that's the reality. And therefore, because of that reality, you're fighting something here on earth. So put to death what is earthly in you. We need to examine our hearts, not with like this hatred of ourselves or with this harshness, but with amazing grace. And this is something that I'm learning so much from God. I think my perspective of the Lord and the immaturity of my faith was always so binary. You know, it's like this binary thing of like, okay, God is either super gracious and gentle, or he's like demanding, and he like demand, and he's like hard, and he demands the best from us. And it's like these, it was these two things of like, God's either really just, and he's really like, I want you to be holy and like put to death these things, and I'm serious about these things. Or it's like, no, you're, I know what you're going through. It's like, you're good. And the reality is, God is both of those things. Like, we are so loved beyond what we could possibly comprehend. That God is so in love with you, more than you could ever know, more than you could comprehend. He is so obsessed with the person that he made. He wants you so badly. He is so gentle towards you. He understands each and every movement of your heart. And at the same time, he hates sin. He hates disobedience. He is demanding. He has a high standard for those who follow him. And those, friends, we see a lot of times that those do not exist at the same time in human beings, but they can exist at the same time in God. They can. And he's inviting us, and just in this first line, put to death what is earthly in you, that God is giving us this power, a power that comes from him, that we are so miserable and weak and totally dependent on him, that we have this amazing glory. We're destined for unbelievable greatness. This is why the devil hates you. This is why he's trying to take you out. This is why you're in a battle, that the destiny for you, the greatness that God has put in you, because he loves you, is beyond what you could possibly imagine. And also, there's a depth of the human heart that is broken, and that is moving in a magnetized way towards sin, that there's something through the fall that has happened to us. And now there's something new and supernatural that needs to happen to us in order for us to change. There's been an original wound in us. And God loves us, but he hates the thing that caused that wound, which is sin. And he's saying, put to death. We have to be willing to do violence to get out what is earthly in us. And I think sometimes we move away because we're afraid of like having that God having harshness against us. But the reality is, God is not harsh against us. He's harsh against sin in us. And he wants us to be transformed. He wants us to be new. He wants us to have access to our life that is hidden with God. But we need to make an act of our will in Christ's power to put to death what is earthly in us. Join us again tomorrow as we take up this passage in Colossians 3 again and talk about what are those earthly things in us and why does it matter that we put them to death with ruthless intensity. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.